From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Republican U.S. Congressman Steve Scalise is reported in critical condition today after undergoing surgery for wounds sustained in a shooting in suburban Washington Wednesday. Scalise was practicing for a charity baseball game when a gunman identified as 66-year-old James Hodgkinson of the state of Illinois opened fire before being killed by security officers. Three others were wounded. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is appealing to the public for help in their probe.
We believe that the shooter has been living out of his vehicle in the vicinity of East Monroe Street, therefore asking you to report any interactions that you've may have had with him.
The former mayor of Alexandria, Virginia, where the shooting occurred, said on Thursday that he was surprised by the identity of the gunman.
He always seemed like a rational person. He was very polite. As I've said to press all day, if you put two people in front of me and say, Mr. Mayor, pick the guy that you think, or the person you think would have done what happened today, he would not have been on my radar.
While no motive has been firmly established, Hodgkinson had posted material on social media against President Trump and was a member of an anti-Republican group on Facebook. Officials in Somalia say at least 29 people were killed in an overnight attack by Al-Shabaab militants on two popular Mogadishu restaurants. Spokesman for the Somali Security Services said Thursday that the dead include 18 civilians, seven of them women. All six attackers who stormed the Posh Treats and Pizza House restaurant in the Somali capital in Hodens District. Security officers, or forces rather, ended the militant siege of the second restaurant early Thursday after battling the gunman for almost 11 hours. This is VOA News. Firefighters continuing to search the 24-story apartment complex in London today for victims of an early Wednesday blaze that killed at least 17 people and sent dozens more to the hospital, many critically injured. London Fire Brigade Commissioner Danny Cotton said the search and rescue is now a recovery mission.
Tragically, now we are not expecting to find anyone else alive. The severity and the heat of the fire will mean that it will be an absolute miracle for anyone to be left alive.
British Prime Minister Theresa May called an emergency meeting on dealing with one of the worst fires in British history. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. U.S. President Donald Trump is attempting to discredit reports that prosecutors are investigating the Russian meddling in last year's election, is now probing whether he tried to obstruct justice in the case. Trump said in a tweet Thursday that, in his words now, they made up a phony collusion with the Russian story, found zero proof, so now they go for obstruction of justice on the phony story. Nice, Mr. Trump's words. Trump reacted after several news reports late Wednesday said that special counsel Robert Mueller plans to interview key U.S. national security officials about Trump's comments in seeking an end to the investigation of contacts his former national security advisor Michael Flynn had with Russia's ambassador to the United States. Trump fired Flynn in February after just 24 days on the job when he learned that Flynn had lied to the vice president about his conversations with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. The United Nations warning the cholera outbreak in Yemen is depleting aid resources to the point they won't be able to provide food to the famine-stricken country through the summer. Jamie McGoolrick, the U.N. humanitarian chief in Yemen, said on Thursday the cholera cases are rising.
Given what's happened right now and the rise and the spike and the continued onward and upward projections of cholera in the country, that there is no end in sight just yet. So after so many weeks, we are at 138,000 people infected and 970 people dead. We would imagine that would double, at least double. And if we don't get ahead of this, who knows where this will go.
The humanitarian chief in Yemen said that dealing with the deadly disease has pulled resources away from the threat of famine and could be by December, make that September, cut the food aid pipeline to Yemen, the Arab world's poorest nation enduring 2 years of bloody civil war. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.